And guess what? Even feeling it doesn't help you. What will happen when you feel it, John, really?
Stones and stony-hearted infidels enter it, miserable and shamefaced. Still, it is not appeased by all this food, until there comes to it from God this call. Are you filled? Are you filled? It says, not yet. Lo, here is the fire, here is the glow, here is the burning. It made a mouthful of and swallowed a whole world, its belly crying aloud. Is there any more?
You see, this dragon in you doesn't know any limit. Whatever you give it, it will become stronger. You will eat everything, and there is no satisfaction over there. So by itself, the dragon doesn't stop. When we ask him, are you satisfied? He say, oh, no, never. He could be never satisfied. What should happen to it?
God, from where place is not, sets his foot on it. Then it subsides at B, and it was.
You understand that he played with the words and something could be missed over there. First of all, he ended up with kun fakun. Kun fakun is one term which is the abbreviation of creation. We believe that God said the universe be, therefore it was. That's kun fayakun. Now we will turn it kun fakun. Means his decision to be will be realized immediately. That's kun fakun. But before that, he talked about la makan. La makan is no space. There is a space which is no space.
Spaceless.
I don't know how you call it.
My place is the placeless.
Placeless place or something like that, but it's a term. That la makan, which is no place, a lot of no stuff are there. For example, the heart. The heart is not in a physical place. It's in no place. That's why it could be in all of us at the same time.
Non-existence,
yes. La makan is non-existence, which is a makan by itself, much larger than makan. Because everything comes from non-existence to existence, and we'll go back to non-existence. So non-existence is much bigger than existence. That non-existence we are talking about. Why? We are seeking for something hidden that doesn't exist yet. We want to bring it to existence, consciousness. Do you remember? The universe was moving towards self-realization, say, self-understanding, self-consciousness. Now we are becoming the eye of this universe. It's happening like that. So, we believe in la makan, and we say that from that la makan, hap is over there, first of all, because hap doesn't rely upon the place. So it's in no place, in non-existence, actually. We'll step on this one, and it will change. Does it make sense? It should. It should puzzle you. Because he's talking about personal effort and something else, right? And you said, you know what? I told you, try to get rid of this lion, right? There is a dragon. And I don't tell you try to kill the dragon. Because how will do it? Not you. I'm not counting on you. How will do it? Piece of cake. We'll step on it and say, B, therefore it is. It's as simple as that. I mean, the state of selflessness, which is very difficult to imagine, right? And it's extremely difficult to achieve. All of you, you know that. You know that becoming like Dalai Lama, it's not easy. It's not cheap. There's a hefty price to pay for that, because he gave up everything for that estate, right? So it's impossible. Or almost impossible. Or very difficult. No. It could happen magically just like that. Because in addition to your personal effort and doing it and blah blah that we explained, this is something that is supposed to happen. This treasure is meant to be found. So the hints are in your heart. That's why occasionally, casually, without you noticing it or knowing about it, your heart starts to emit a little bit of light, something like that, because that is supposed to happen. Therefore, try your best, but put your best hope in His help, because He will work from non-existence to the existence, and it will change it. Why? Listen to the analysis now. Yes?
Inasmuch as this self of ours is a part of hell, and all parts have the nature of the whole, to God belongs this foot to kill it.
Oh, that's a lot of strange stuff being missed over there. First of all, he's talking in Padam Habrabhava, means this is the rightful decision for God to make. But Qadam means step. So this step belongs to God. But there is something more. If I read it Qadam, then what will happen? In Qadam Habrabhava. Means Qadim. Means the background. Everything is happening. There is one non-happening which was before everything happened. That's, we call it Qadim. And we talk a lot about it. Qadim means the old one, the basic one, the original one, the source. All that is in that Qadam. Because when we talk about the faith, we'll say this is Qadim. Because it comes from the source of the source of the source. Things like that. We'll talk about that, inshallah, later. Here we say, this Qadam, this being the source, being the ancient one, belongs to Haq. Haq is Qadim. Duruq, fake, lie, is Jadid, is new. You know that. There is a truth, and there is a lie, right? Cheating. Which one is brand new, which one is old stuff? Well, it's so simple. Honesty is the old one. And the universe was full of honesty. Then one day, cheating and lying was created. You remember that day? That's the day life was created. Living creatures to eat, not to be eaten, and to reproduce, they lie, they cheat, camouflage, all that. Cleverness, intelligence. So honesty has priority. Prior means qadam. Means in our language, when you write it down, you write down a step, but I could read it prior. That's qadam, right? Prior. So priority goes to truth. Priority goes to justice. That's why I believe that you could get rid of this cheater and liar in you. The one that does anything just for you. That egocentric one. Remember that priority is there. That's why we believe that there is no equal chance and competition between good and bad. Good has a priority for us.